When they are consuming your minds and your thoughts and your dreams, from the angels to the demons and to the mysteries unseen, there is no need to worry. There is no need for dread. It's just time to discuss the thing at the foot of the bed.
Good evening, and if you're just tuning in, thank you so much for your patience. We had major issues, but we are okay. We did the best that we could, but that's what we do when we have a live show. You are listening to The Thing at the Foot of the Bed. I am one of your co-hosts, Laura Lee Potvin, and sitting to the right of me is David Hansel, who will tell you about himself in just a second. If you've never been to the show before, welcome. If you've been here before, you know that David and I love to talk about spooky, creepy kind of things. We both have had near death experiences. I've studied them for 40 years plus professionally as well as personally. I am a Canadian clairvoyant medium, crystal Reiki energy healer, Akashic Records practitioner, spiritual teacher and mentor, and a registered nurse. Don't forget, if you do have Roku, Dave and I aren't yet under the UPRN channel yet, but we're talking about that. But there's some great shows on there. If you want to find it, what you have to do, I don't have a channel code for you. You have to go to the channel store. Look up UFO space P as in paranormal. Whole list is going to come up. You're going to scroll down until you actually find UFO space paranormal and United Public. And that is our channel there. So if you like what you see, please share and subscribe. There is something for everybody on here. We have amazing hosts on this network with amazing shows. I am also, I always forget to mention it, I am the host of my own show here on UPRN on Monday nights with the Angel Rock. So Dave, take it away. Tell them all about you. Hey, Zach, man.
I am David Hansel. I am a spiritual medium. I am in the States. I'm in North Carolina. I travel around doing, I haven't since this COVID. I go around and I do platform readings, which is there's like a bunch of people in front of you and you do a mass reading for everybody. I channel, angel channel, guide channel, and all kinds of spooky stuff. But today, we did have some problems today. Hi, Zach, man.
We couldn't find each other. Yeah, Dave kept getting an error, right, Dave?
Yeah, and then my Facebook wouldn't pop up, and it would not come up. I could not get to her, so I don't know why, but, well, we're here, and that's what matters.
Hey, Sandra. Well, hi, Facebook user. I don't know who you are. You'll have to let us know if you want to know so we can see your names. I believe you have to go to StreamYard.com/Facebook. And I think you have to click something and it'll show your name and your picture. You just have to get them permission. Otherwise, we have no idea who you are. So hi, Facebook user, either that or you can just put your name beside you and then we'll know who you are. But sorry, Dave, didn't mean to cut you off, but I was going to say Okay. Also, we had no audio. Thank God I'm prepared because I do the producer type thing. So I had my tripod set up, my computer's here. And I said, holy crap, Dave, we just got to go. Like, we're so late. Hi, Nicole. Welcome. Nicole Ryan's here. Mm-hmm. So here we are. And thank you for your patience because Dave and I have a good show planned for you. Don't you, Dave?
We did a lot of research. I've been listening to, plus I have some other exciting news. I was listening to that song by Lady Gaga, Bloody Mary.
Me too.
They were actually listening to it at the same time when I messaged Laura Lee to tell her about my idea for the show.
Yes.
Which was about the games that a lot of youngsters play, ghost games, trying to conjure up spirits and everything. And I did some research. There's literally thousands of those.
I know. I took so many notes and I came up with even more that weren't on the list.
I picked some really good ones. Ones I've heard people happening. And I played one of them, Laura Lee. There's a game, everybody. It's called we're going to talk about this. These games, you'll have to make up your own mind whether you believe that they work or don't work. It's up to you. You know, totally.
I have an idea why they work.
What? Yes. And you know what? Go ahead and say it, because I also have a study I looked up, and it's about the same thing probably.
Okay. No, it wasn't a study. I kind of asked Spirit, and it made sense to me with many of the conversations that we've had on this platform as well as off of the platform, just off air and what have you. Now, what I believe, and I could be completely wrong. Okay. First of all, what I've been getting from Spirit lately a lot is we have forgotten who we are. Never mind, are we all a part of each other? One podcast I happen to be listening to that really, really hit me was, what I do to you, I do to myself, because we basically are all one. With that being said, we are incredibly powerful manifestors. Everything we have created on this planet. Either someone's thought of it, designed it, made it, what have you, anything that's not in nature, okay? So when people walk into this, and it's usually young people, sleepovers, girls I know are famous for this. I know boys do it too, but girls get together and do this, right? Usually in the tween to early teen years. So you're at a great level of fear already. Okay, now there are positive and negative forces out there. And I also believe we may kind of create them. Look at Thin Man from Creepypasta, right? Okay, so where I'm going with this is, you're already in that state. You're really afraid. There are people that don't even believe in it as well. Okay, so you could be living in a place or be in a place where there's already some spirits hanging around. Some don't cross over for a multitude of reasons. So they may be giving you what you want in the way of a fright, if you will. Or I'm almost thinking that you're so wide open and you're expecting it with the fear that you're creating, that you're actually creating through the energy some type of reaction. Now, I've heard all kinds of stories that have happened. I know you have too, Dave. I know Dave's dying. He's just going, I can feel it. I can feel he has a bunch to say. But my whole point is that I am guessing that those are a few reasons as to why these things work. Go ahead, Dave. I can hear you almost in my head here.
Because I want to absolutely agree with you on that. I am a strong believer, like I have mentioned on this show before, and I say it to people all the time. We collectively decided to see everything that's in the world, like, you know, the Great Wall of China, the sky is blue, the moon, the sun, okay? But we individually can see things as well, and that's you creating your own reality. We really do create your own reality. And Laura Lee said something that everybody should really listen to, and that is, you are super duper freaking powerful. So all the things you have now, and pretty much all the situations, not all of them, there's room to slide, you've created. So in those games that these people play, it's kind of like Ouija board. Now, I'm a proponent. I don't think Ouija boards are bad things. I think they're a tool that can be used by bad people or by people who don't know what they're doing. Then I think it can sometimes not be so good. And it's so funny when they created the game, Laura Lee, it was like ages 5 and up. I'm like,
I saw them in a Disney store when I was in Toronto on an autism conference. Okay, this is years ago. I just about died because front and center. And at this time, I didn't know all that I knew. Like, we always have our gifts, but I wasn't tuned into how I am now. And I walk by right up on this little pillar in front of the Disney store. You know, they put things to entice people to come in. There was a blue Mickey Mouse Ouija board geared for boys and a pink one with Minnie Mouse for girls. And it was a Ouija board.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. And there's kids running around after kindergarten. Did you do your studies in school? Shush, Mom, I'm manifesting demons. You know? You know, so it's, I mean, I think it's perfectly, I mean, I would let my 5-year-old play with it, I guess, not do anything because he's not invoking anything. But I, you know, if I had kids and they said, hey, Daddy David, I want to, whoa, God, I don't ever say that. David, I want you to, you know,
I'm going
to
call you David more. If you have a kid.
Yeah. They're going to just call me by my first name. It's like, I would teach you the ins and outs and all those things. So it's, I just couldn't do it. But to get back to it, what Laura Lee said was right. And then psychologists even say some of the same things too. Even like in the teen years or college kids, they go to a frat party or something, they get wasted and they know of these games and they start playing them. And then lo and behold, a couple of things happen. One, somebody's, he was possessed last night. We've seen him. He probably wasn't possessed. He's really drunk. And you manifest this stuff when you're drunk in high or whatever. I strongly suggest you guys watching tonight, if you ever play any of these games, do yourself a favor, play them sober, who you are. Because any other combination, either it won't work at all or it won't turn out well. So do it sober. And then I think they're safe as long as you do certain things. Now, there is a game I told Laura Lee about called Charlie, Charlie, Are You Here? And basically, I still have it. So,
but I give you some parameters, okay? Yeah. Can I start before you go into it? Okay.
You can, yes.
I do want to add, I do believe that there are negative spirits out there, okay? Now, and wherever they come from, whatever you want to believe, in this planet we live on, we live positive and negative. I have a partner that's thrown 15 feet across the kitchen. Now, I know he didn't manifest that or plan that, and he's one of the biggest skeptics still to this day. So for whatever reason they're here, if we can manifest Thin Man off of a web page on Creepypasta, there are some people that are pretty dark and pretty, like, quite the imagination. So these things can happen. Do I believe that things have happened to people using these tools? Yes, I do. Now, just as the Bible has positive energy, and it's very, because globally there are so many people that have great faith, it's got good energy with it. The Ouija board collectively has a bad rap about it. And the story I always tell, I won't get into it tonight, I've told it many times, about basically a chainsaw. And, you know, somebody didn't read the instructions, didn't learn how to use it properly, just somehow got it going, thought it was good to cut a chain link fence down with, and were shocked as all hell when it kicked back and cut their arm off. Now, was the chainsaw evil? No. They didn't do their work or anything like this. So what I did say to Dave, I don't know if he did it, he didn't tell me, so I'm hearing like you guys are, is I said, what are you going to do with it? I was at Walmart when I got your message. I was coming home last night and I said, are you going to go into this like you were an innocent young teenager without any of your practices, with your protection and everything else? Or are you going to go in with what we would normally do if you were going to do something like this? So take it away, Dave. What did you do? You have to tell people what Charlie Charlie is. I know you were starting to, so go ahead.
Charlie, Charlie, Are You There? Is a game. Basically, I showed you that grid. You take two pencils, which I have here, because I did it a couple times today too, because it was so fun. But you put the pencils down, you balance one on top of another. I will tell you this, if the game doesn't scare you, it will totally pee you off, because it takes forever to get these pencils to balance on each other. So I got angry a few times. But the first... Last night, when I was going to do it last night, I asked my guides beforehand. I said, I'm going to do this. And I said, I don't know if you guys are going to be there anyway, but I'm just going to freaking do it. And I'm just letting you know. So I put the stuff down and nothing. I sat here and I did everything I could. It didn't turn at all after I got them. So I was a little frustrated. And then today, I said, you know what? Let's do this in the daylight now, because everybody does it in the dark when it's spooky and that invokes right away. So I did it during the day, but this time I asked my guides and stuff. I said, who is Charlie Charlie?
Okay.
Could you tell me who Charlie Charlie is? And one of my guides speaks quite eloquently, but anyway, he said to the effect that he said, it's whoever you invoke from the feelings that you have in that moment. So that's, and I said, okay. So I said, Charlie, Charlie isn't just one thing. And he said, no, it's several. It's who's ever out there, who's ever listening. And then the other thing is I asked.
At Dial a Demon? So whoever's manning the phones that day at Dial a Demon?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I think. So okay. Then I said, how is it always going to be negative? And then he said, it's something about it depends on the deposition or something of your query. So something about it literally depended on the question and what's behind the question. So if I was a little kid that was laughing, I said, hey, Charlie, do you know when I'm going to pass? You know, and then Charlie will go yes or no. Now, depending on what his feeling was behind that, if it was desperation that they had behind it because they really needed to know for some freaked out reason, you could easily get a negative entity that gives you an answer. And even though that answer is 100% absolutely wrong coming from that entity, because the entity doesn't know your day either, but it'll try to get you a day, something like that. And it's basically just feeding the fire. It's feeding what you're asking for. So sometimes—
Yeah, but how many people have played this game saying, I've decided that Charlie is an angel, so let's connect with an angel. They're expecting something dark and evil, right?
Yeah, the second time, it was funny, I kind of got it on there, and I just stared at it, and I said, Charlie, and then they said, don't stare at it, because you'll move it, you'll telepathically move it.
I thought you would do.
So I looked away, and I was like, Charlie, can you hear me? And it went kind of slightly to no, and then the pencil fell. I'm like, all right, forget it. So I didn't have this giant weird experience with it. Have you played any games, Laura Lee?
I didn't, and there's a reason, because I'm open to sharing this on here. As many of you know, I've talked about it many times, we have had an extreme paranormal haunting in our previous home. And it's quite the story. Other people have experienced it, but I never had ever found, we were on Paranormal Survivor. So I get people asking me, what did you do? Did you get rid of it? Like what happened? There was actually four main entities in my home. There was a little guy that looked like the Grim Reaper with a Jason hockey mask. He looked very much like out of Super Mario Brothers, the shy guy. And that's actually what the guys in my house named him because they could all see him. I couldn't see him. I think I've gotten a picture of him. There was a female shapeshifter. You would hear, like, it would sound like my boys were calling me. My basement, my bedroom used to be in the basement. You run upstairs, nobody's calling me. One would be sleeping, other one's out. It took my form. It really did. And it always went after my partner, Del. Always. Then we had a hat man shadow guy. Typical that you hear all the time. Looks like he's wearing a long rain slicker with a hat on. We had him. And then we had this thing that a dream 16 years ago told me it was demonic, told me its name, told me whatever. Now, who knows? I have abilities that I tap into something. Whatever it was there. I do have pictures of it. I have pictures of many things that were in there. Why they were there, I don't know. I knew the history of the land. I knew the history of the house. Anyways, fast forward. We never had what was in that home dealt with. We ended up moving. And I could have fought maybe to keep it longer. And a friend of mine said, maybe this is a gift from the universe. And I looked at it as, yeah, you know what? I think you're right. I don't miss the house. I don't miss owning a house. I love where I am. I love my neighbors. It was like the whole neighborhood was affected. Long story short, we never had anything that was affecting us anywhere near what we had in the previous home. But we did have a few little things, including when we moved in here, my dog, Emmy. Happy International Dog Day to anybody who has a puppy. My cat even posed for a picture today because he thought he should be a dog too. It's quite cute. Anyways, so we had a few things here. And like when we moved in, my partner Del and I were putting something together. And again, remember, Del is a skeptic. And Emmy had this floppy little powder blue llama. And I can kid you not, myself and Del were out of the corner of our eyes, watch this thing stand up and take three steps and flop over. And he said, did you just see? And I said, that blue llama toy just take three steps and flop over. And he goes, yeah, we giggled. But then my dog started doing crazy stuff, and she's not a crazy dog. Like she'd start tracking, like she's smelling something and smelling and smelling and smelling, and she kept going in behind my chair by the sliding glass door. And this was, it wasn't all the time, And it would be like maybe once or twice a week. And then one day she just would not let it go. Middle of the daytime, not nighttime. So I took pictures. And there was something there. You could see it. It looked really small. And I remember when we moved in, my eldest doesn't live with us. He goes, "Mom, you know you got a little black cat spirit around here, eh?" I thought maybe that's what it was. Fast forward, we have had a little bit more activity here. I did receive some help. The person that I worked with actually was horrified to hear that we had not had anybody deal with what we had left behind. Now, I couldn't find anybody. It wasn't for a lack of trying. So I did have somebody contact me and say that they had dealt with it. I don't think they did. Long story short, right now, and I know it's a long answer, and I apologize to you and Dave for such a long answer, but I wanted to give it some context. Am I afraid? No, not in any way, shape, or form. But I just felt it was better not to be messing with these type of things with sort of what's been going on around here over the last week or two. So that is why. It apparently has been removed. There was a couple shadow beings here and a few other things, but that's why.
I'm also the same way. I don't really use any of these games anymore. I've played Ouija boards when I was younger and all, but I haven't. I will tell you a real strange story since if you guys want to hear another story. This one's got a happier ending, but one
Was a happy ending.
time,
It's been dealt with.
no more. When I lived in Dallas, North Carolina, I lived in this little teeny tiny house, and I got all in my, I got all in my thing about I need to really connect to the fae, to the fae a
I
little bit.
love the Fae.
I do too, but I really wanted to because I would hear bells in my house. I'd hear little bells when I tried to when I talked about it. Yeah,
That.
but the weird thing was one day before I went to work, I sat all day long. I was reading about them. I was doing all this stuff. I had just done a video for YouTube for a question about the fae. And all this stuff, and I was thinking about them. I went to work, and when I came back home, it was like late at night. It was like 10 o'clock at night. It just rained outside, and the house just seemed different for some reason. And the cat wasn't in his room that he normally goes into. He went to my bedroom and he stayed there. And when I walked in, normally he runs out to get pet, and he didn't. And I'm like, what the heck? So I walked to the back of the house where the bathroom is. Above the sink, there was, those lighting, like there's four lights, like those Hollywood lights you see, like do that. Okay, there's big bulbs in it. One bulb was missing. And I was like, where did the bulb go? And I sat there, I just staring in the mirror, and I'm like, I'm freaking out in a little bit. And I was like, okay, did I take out a bulb? What did I do? I can't remember. I'm like, I didn't take out
Ghost
a bulb.
gaslighting.
Yeah. I know, gaslighting Faye. They're like, yeah, let's make them seem
Oh, sorry,
crazy.
yeah, Faye. We're talking
Yeah.
about Faye,
But
sorry.
I turn around and across that bathroom was that big light bulb on the floor intact. Looked like it was blown out. How it got from there to the floor without, now somebody said, well, maybe it fell. If it would have fell from there, it would have hit the sink and smashed. Or
Without.
after it hit the sink, it would have hit the floor. I didn't have a carpet in there and smashed, but it was laid down gently there. So what I did just in case is I just said, I made a quick video on Facebook. I'm like, you can't believe this happened. But I just said, okay, if that's you, I know you're here. Thank you for not breaking the glass. So then, because my cat would have got hurt, and I apologize, and I said thank you, and that was it. And then the shenanigans stopped again. So, but that was kind of fun. I mean, that's the kind of thing people got. There is negativity out there that exists
Yes,
on this
there
earth, just
is.
like Laura Lee said, because this earth is polarized, which means we have opposites on this earth. You can't have good without evil. You can't have evil without good, hot without cold. You can't. So there is negativity in different sorts. How you indulge in it is how bad it would be, or how good it would be, or however. But you get what you ask for, is what I say. But I
I
played.
can tell you we didn't ask for what we got in our previous home. I always say we never
Oh
went
yeah,
looking
no, not
for it
yours.
apparently.
I don't mean like that.
No, but let me finish. So for people hearing it, in case they are mistake, like they may hear that and think, well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I always said we never went looking for the paranormal found us. But where I'm going to go with this is humans have a range of emotions. I have found for myself, and I can't diagnose as a nurse, but there seems to be an epidemic over the last decade, decade and a half of people with depression, anxiety, people self-medicating, and none of this was said with any judgment. But when we're in that kind of state, we can be more open to things around us. Mm-hmm. We are very powerful. People that send us anger or hatred or things like that, sometimes they can, these things exist in lower astral realms. They do. Yeah. And because we can create them with emotion or beliefs or whatever it is. So I believe, and then, you know, that's where this starts. And fear is one of their biggest foods. I find fear, jealousy, anger, things like lower vibrational emotions, and it feeds it. And then the more afraid people get, and we do, because you don't know what this is. And especially if you see something or you hear it or you feel it. But I will tell you very quickly, the one thing that helped me, and I always used to say before I learned all that I know now, is there's a fine line between fear and standing in your dominion. When you know something that's not there can pick up a 170-pound man and throw him across the kitchen, right? But I believe we have dominion as being on this planet. We've been granted by that, whatever your belief system is. For me, it's God or source, or it could be the universe, whatever you believe in, that no, they're not there. And it's really weird, because once they know that, you know, they're not supposed to be here, and you stand very firmly in your conviction. Did I get rid of what was in that home? No, I didn't. But I'll tell you, the attack stopped once I understood how energy worked. And the higher your vibration or energy is, you're not a match for something lower. So it cannot affect you. And that's the only thing that stopped the physical attack. Sorry, go ahead, Dave.
No, it's okay. Bear with us, everybody, because I want to ask Laurie a question. Then we'll talk about these games a little bit. Do you think, I'm curious, what do you think? Do you think, not that you manifested it, but do you think, because didn't you start to get more curious about things after that? Didn't you start to want to know the workings and stuff after that? Do you think that maybe that was allowed to happen so you would get your butt in gear and start doing this stuff?
1,000,000,000,000%. And I always say this when I'm a guest on a podcast or something, I say, what I wish what we went through, I wouldn't wish it on anybody, not even a blade of grass, but I want to add that I'm no better than a blade of grass. But my point is, I would not be doing what I'm doing today, as I'm getting goosebumps, good goosebumps. I believe, yes, that this happened to get me on the path that I am on. And there's no such thing as a bajillion percent, but yes, 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 and yes.
There is now, because you said it. Now it's in the universe. Someplace.
Now it's in the universe.
It's like, because people ask me, because you asked God to take you out or let you go, and then you went through this huge experience. I'm like, it needed to happen. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So sometimes, guys, we don't manifest it, but if it's for the good of us later on, like I tell people, when I tell people to ask your angels for stuff, and people think, oh, angels have the wings and they're so sweet and everything. If you get them permission to help you, I tell people, they will drag you through broken glass, but they will get you to where you asked to be. It's just, you're going to learn a lot of crap on the way. So always be careful what you wish for. Always.
No, but then when you look back, Dave, and we were planning to go here, we are going to get to the games, yeah, guys. We did too much research not to. But you know what? You do have to give them permission, I believe, and say, I want to get to know you more. I want your help. Because even though, say, something difficult happens and life is not status quo and amazing and wonderful, it's not. When you look back, and I can tell you this, some of the most difficult times I have gone through something in my life, sometimes it's a couple of years before I can look back and I realize, holy crap, that needed to happen. Otherwise, these other good things wouldn't happen, just like what you just asked me there.
Yeah, it does. And that's why. So you guys, if you ever wanted to be where Laura Lee and I are right now, start enjoying those weird experiences. Because
everybody can do this.
That's like, what's going to take. Yeah. Sometimes it's just to wake your butt up and go, remember who you are. Remember, you can do this. So you guys keep that in mind. That's what most of this is for. Now, because we did
so games.
Yeah. So first I'll tell you my quick Ouija board story.
Okay.
So I grew up a spiritual dude, a spiritual little dude. I saw ghosts when I was younger and heard them and everything else. There are haunted houses everywhere when I was younger. So that was nothing new to me. Fortunately, I will say nothing ever hurt me ever or hurt anybody else in our house. They were just pretty much annoying is what they were. But they were doing their job, which was to get me going. Later on in life, kind of my friends, some of my friends knew I was real psychic and all that stuff. So when everybody would sit around and have some drinks, they'd pull out the Ouija board. Dave, play Ouija with us. It was always Dave, play Ouija with us. I'm like, I don't know what in the heck I'm going to do, but
okay.
Well, anyway, the big joke was it was working really well. And now I understand why, but it was working really well. And most of the people, we didn't know exactly who they were who were talking to us. I kind of did, but I didn't have the skills that I have today. But it was, they pretty much gave good answers. But then people started asking that stupid question. When am I going to die?
People ask that.
They ask it, then when they get the answer, they freak out. Well, why'd you ask? You know.
Yeah.
But anyway, the first time we did it, it was 40 years old. And at the time, I think I was in like my early 30s about then. And we laughed it off. But then we had played it again a couple times, even like within that year at that house. We'd ask that same question. It always was 40. When I wasn't there one time and they did it at a party, they all told me, we asked when you were going to die and I wasn't even there. And it went to 40. And I was with other people who never played. Well, when I turned 40, I'm way past 40. But this is what you got to be careful of with information. So it said I was going to leave at 40 or pass away or whatever, however you want to call it. I don't want to say it because we're on YouTubes and all that. But I had gotten a bunch of books delivered to me and by some friends of mine, these big spiritual books that I had been looking for over and over. And it was all about paganism and all this other stuff because I was studying all that stuff. There mm-hmm. was stuff I couldn't come across. And then I got a gift on my 40th birthday from my mom, which were all these psychic books that she knew I wanted and a pair of glasses because my eyesight was going. It was a pair of reader glasses. From that day on, I started really studying. So as I look back at that, I did die at 40. The old Dave was done. When I received all those things, the new Dave started in back into the spiritual again at 40 years old and all that. So it kind of gave you misinformation. You know, that was maybe done on purpose or who knows.
But you did have, like you said, a death of the old David compared to who you are now.
That's how I do.
I want to remind people, we got lots of people of a Facebook user coming up. We can't see your name. So if you want, so we can see your name, please just tuck it in behind you when you make a comment or go to streamyard.com/ Facebook, and I just have to get permission to use your picture and name, and then it'll come up. I forgot to mention in all our kerfuffle to get on live here that if you guys are listening and you want to be part of the conversation, we got some pretty good comments here we're going to get to. Please head over to UFO Paranormal Radio, either the Facebook page or the YouTube page, and then we'll be able to see all your comments. So I'm going to read this comment, Dave. Yeah. And then I will share, because believe it or not, I was thinking about this today. We actually did play with the Ouija board, my brother and I, when we were really little. My mom had friends with a daughter that was a little bit older than us, and she had older siblings. And we just thought it was the greatest thing, this Ouija board. We were like 7 and 8. I had some interesting stuff happen to me afterwards at the age of 8. Was it the Ouija board? Can't say it was. But I've had weird paranormal stuff around me ever since I've been a little kid. Just like most of us, I don't know what that noise is. Is that you, Dave?
No. I just heard it too.
That is weird.
Oh my gosh, did you guys hear that?
I have no idea what that is. Can you guys hear that? Hi, Christina Lantis. She's going awesome show. Hi, Robin. I figured it might be you too. I have no idea. That's what we get.
Normal.
Yeah, sorry, guys. We did not add the extra scary because we're talking about Ouija boards, but I guess it figures it's going to put on a show for you guys.
Yeah.
So we did not plan that. Okay, so Facebook user, I'm not sure who this is, they said, played with a Ouija board at the same age with a neighbor who was trying to talk to the little brother she lost in a farm accident. Oh, I'm so sorry for that. Nothing happened, but every noise in the house, the stairs, I could hear him climbing them back and forth. Well, that's the thing, right? Like, I believe these things exist. Are you going to end up with, you know, like, say, what we went through in our previous home? I don't believe that. I don't think that it's common. But I always like to give examples. For example, is that, you know, you'll hear about it on TV shows or whatever. Say someone was playing with a Ouija board, maybe. But usually what happens is they're in a home, it's an older home, and they hear people in the attic or people going up and down the stairs or all kinds of stuff. And then they start renovating. And then that's when all hell breaks loose. I've heard this story so many times. What about you, Dave?
Yeah.
You renovate? Okay, so think about this. And this does happen, guys. It really does. If you die very quickly, and very tragically, so suddenly that you didn't know that you passed, and this can happen. The person that helped sort of clear what was sort of hanging around here recently found a young girl that actually had died of hypothermia, and she had no idea she had passed until they work with, as we all do, with those from the other side, until this little girl was able to see, like, you know, the beings from the other side, the good, if you will, the light. And then she realized she had passed away. So what was that, Dave?
I said, and boof, off they go then. That's usually, because there's like rescue mediums. I don't do rescue medium work, but rescue mediums, you guys, if you're ever interested in that, they're mediums that literally, the good ones. There are some out there who, be careful. They go and they speak to spirits who, they're not stuck, but like she said, like Larlino, sometimes if it's trapped, they may not realize that they're gone. Or sometimes people get, the big one that I see are the saddest ones that I've come across are homeless people who were really heavily into drugs, mm-hmm. and just had a terrible, terrible life. And when mm-hmm. they passed, they didn't cross all the way over because one, they're afraid to, and they wanted to stay close to reality because of the drugs. And because they can't do drugs where they are, they want to merge in with people who are messed up. It's almost like a second, it's almost like a contact buzz, I guess.
Well, what I was going to say though, okay, with the renovations, okay, so say you didn't know you passed and you're living in your home, living your life, you can't understand that why nobody can see you and nobody can hear you. All of a sudden, these people move into your house and you're like, get the heck out. And they can't hear you. They can't see you. So you're not happy. Like you're doing stuff, like you're making noise, you're doing whatever you can, but they can't hear you. All of a sudden, they start ripping your house apart. What are you going to do to get them out of there? All the while, maybe not realizing. And I'm not saying this is the reason every time, you know, activity amps up.
It's one of many reasons.
Yes, but you could see why if you put yourselves in their shoes, or for whatever reason, and there are a multitude of reasons why, you know, somebody may choose, they're not held back, but chooses not to cross over into the light. And so when they do this, right, they're hanging out. Like Dave said, some of them have a drug or alcohol problem, and they, you know, like you said, Dave, it's almost like a contact buzz, if you will. They don't want to leave, or they don't want to leave their possessions behind, or whatever that may be, right? So there's lots of reasons for why people may not cross over. Sandra Sharp says, I ran across a situation like that too. I'm guessing you're talking about possibly crossing somebody over, maybe that didn't realize. So even when you were saying about the fae, I have pictures from my old house because we were trying to figure out like what started this. Mm-hmm. And I had bought this fairy door. I've always been drawn to unicorns, fairies, and what have you. Another time I'll tell the story. I found out why I'm so drawn to it. I never thought I'd ever have a conversation with Del about fairies. Anyways, I have a picture of a fairy door I'm holding up. I was sending to a friend, and the pictures were ticking, click, 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 three of them in a row, like literally in a second. Okay. First one is me. Second one is me. Third one looks like me, except for the face. The face is not me. No idea whose face it is, but it's got a really thick, heavier brow. The lips are very full and different. The nose is different. You can see my tattoo in my hand. It's all me, but the face isn't me.
It was like Neanderthal Laura Lee.
That's what it was like. That's, yeah, the unibrow almost, but without the hair. Yeah. Like it really looked like Neanderthal. So what are some of the games? We're going to get into some of these games, because this is going to get into kind of spooky stories, kind of like what we're talking about right now.
We're going to talk, and I'll read you the rules to some of these games too, because I even looked some of them up and I'm like, I don't know if I'd play that. So you guys, when we read off the games, let us know what games you would play or games you wouldn't play.
I came up with Gibbet Box too, because that was a big one a few years ago. So
Gibbet Box.
You haven't heard about the Gibbet Box? Oh, good. Then I'll be able to talk about that in a little bit.
Just for people with Ouija boards, I just want to throw in my two cents on this, because I think it's important. Please try not to do mediumship through a Ouija board. It's not the way to do it. There's millions of other ways to do mediumship. Don't do it through the Ouija board. You'll get a lot better results if you do it a different way. Or just learn how to contact somebody and you can do it. A Ouija board's not a good thing to try to do mediumship, just because of the fact if you don't know. There's no way you can get validation, because it's going to say yes or no to your questions anyway. So you get the validation differently.
They don't know who you're talking to. You don't. And I found that many of these paranormal stories, I really... like the Foreman brothers, they've got Paranormal Nightmare. I believe they started a TV show, but they were doing this on their own for 12 years before. And many of these people that they've gone, families to go help, they usually go on residential hauntings. Somebody has lost, like an adult child has lost a father or somebody they were so close to, and they end up using like a Ouija board or something, opening that doorway. They're already in a state of such profound grief. So they are at a very low vibrational energy. And every time I've heard people tell this story, doesn't matter if it was on that show or anywhere else, they think they're talking to their loved one that they miss. And it's an in and it's a way. It's no different than people that don't have good intentions here on this planet and take advantage when they see an in. Not there are people out there that do that here in real life. So
yeah, just think of the spirit world and all that as vampires. They can't enter your house until you invite them in.
And you That's invite a good one. Them,
mm-hmm. Yeah, you're giving permission. So what I'll talk about a couple of these games, and I want to hear your games. I'll describe one. I didn't play this one at all, but it sounds extremely interesting, you guys, and it's called the elevator game.
Oh, yeah. I came across that one.
The elevator game is basically, it's played, didn't see anything where people played it with one or two.
I have.
More than one person that they played with two. But the thing is, if you're going to play with more than one person, if anybody gets scared or at the part where the woman's supposed to walk in the elevator, you get scared, the game ends. It doesn't work much anymore. But basically what you're going is you're going into an elevator and you're pressing buttons in succession.
Building has to have more than 10 floors.
Yeah, at least. Have at least 10 floors. So here's the thing. So you enter the elevator alone or with friends. Do not get out on any floors. If any outsiders get in the elevator, you'll need to start over. Okay. So make sure that you're in a quiet building. Proceed to the fourth floor. Descend to the second floor, proceed to the sixth floor, and then return to the second floor. Ascend to the 10th floor, and then return to the fifth floor. When you reach the fifth floor, a woman should walk on. You don't look at her, you don't talk to her, you don't do anything. When the doors close, if the elevator heads back down to the first floor, because you don't have to push a button after that, you just pushed a bunch. If it goes back to the bottom floor, get out of the elevator, game's over. If it goes up, you've given permission to walk into another dimension. So a lot of people have reported when it goes now up to the 10th floor, you can step out and you'll be in another dimension. So a lot of people say, some people say they just saw windows were up there and the world looked really weird when they were up there. Some people reported nothing, of course. I don't know what to make of it. I don't know if I would try it because it's not the game that scares me or the ghosts or the dimensions, but I just don't like elevators. I really don't like elevators at all.
You know what, though? Again, we're going back to forgetting who we really are, how powerful we are. We can switch dimensions. Like Dell was just watching a show recently, and this story was profound about these young girls driving, and they were driving on a road trip, and they went through a canyon, and they ended up like thousands of years into the future, and they were being chased. It's quite a story, you guys. Look it up. And I know it's documented because they contacted the police. Everything they told them, what they had seen along the way, was still there. They don't know how they got out. They were in it, went and kept driving. They barely, I think they crashed to escape these guys, but somehow they switched back into our regular time zone. So could it happen? I don't know. From the research, I've been doing a lot of spiritual research lately. I found this podcast called The Next Soul Podcast. Wasn't planning on listening to it. A lot of really great channelers came through. I think I might have mentioned it last week. Incredible near-death experiences. There's manifesting. There's all kinds of stuff. And, you know, we switch dimensions more than we realize that we do. And we do it all the time.
Yeah, you're constantly. Yeah.
Or timelines, yeah. I should say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All day long. Yeah, there's... In that game, I will say this. Now, the game is a game, you know, and it's a succession of stuff. I don't know if there's something behind it. I don't know. But I will say this. If you are playing that, if you are one who has a belief and has the knowledge of all these things, when you get to the 10th floor, you most likely will see another dimension just because you're mm-hmm. open to it. So you probably will. Mm-hmm. Some people accidentally are just open to it. You know, there are some people out there, they're just open. They're like, hey, you want to see a ghost? Yeah, I'd love to. You know, they're just fine about it. And they'll see it and they'll have a great experience. It's the ones who are...
No, you just made me think of when you asked me about the experience we had had. And that's why I always say never look back on it in anger or anything, because I wouldn't be where I am. And I was thinking while you were talking, for all I know, maybe I built in an experience like this before I incarnated into this lifetime. Knowing the type of person I am, I'm not confrontational, and I probably just would have put up with a lot of stuff. And like, it had to be something probably pretty profound for me to take the path I have. Mm-hmm. I will bet. So same thing, people maybe are experiencing some of these things. We know we have a choice, right? We have free will, that maybe they didn't plan their whole life, but maybe something as profound as some of these experiences we hear about, that it was built in, because then we can build off of that. Maybe it's supposed to bring us to a different point in our life or a different path, or right, something to think about.
And not to sound scary, but I heard that voice again, played again. I don't know if it's coming through StreamYard or what, but that's pretty funky.
What did you hear? I didn't hear it. What did you hear?
It was just a groan voice, but all right, right, right. It was like, I don't know if we're picking up some kind of static.
We have had crazy stuff. So guys, whoever you are, calm it down. And I promise, I swear on my sweet animals and my children, we did not plan this. So we have had, hey, Howie, how's it going? What's a question here.
Yeah, I don't know if it's some interference here, but you know what?
It's just me.
Yeah, we're talking about spooky stuff and it's fun. So the elevator game, I think probably most likely could work. I will tell you, the more I read up on that, I was asked and I had the same question. What happens to you if you talk to the lady?
Oh, I heard.
She follows you home.
Yeah, and it's not good. It's not good.
Yeah. I don't know, but some people too say that when the woman walked on, they looked like somebody familiar.
And so, some people said she keeps trying to talk to you. Like she'll keep going, well, where are you going? Like, where are we going? Where are we going? And they kept giving the warning, you do not look at her, you do not talk to her.
And wouldn't it be funny if it wasn't a ghost at this point? And it's just some poor lady who happened to walk in. She's
like, I thought going? About that too.
We're looking at her like, not now, demon. And I'm just trying to go to work.
I didn't want to go down. I'm not listening to you. I'm not speaking to you. I'm going down.
So I think that's kind of funny. What did you say that you had a game? The Gibbons?
We got a question first, or kind of a comment. Comment. So Facebook user, and I think it's Christina. She put her name. Thanks, Christina. She goes, wondering if people who have had NDEs could be more open. Like sometimes spirit just comes through when I'm on a phone call. I think that what I have seen, and Dave was an adult when this happened, I've yet to see a person that has not come back with, first of all, no fear of death. Second of all, really profound gifts that they never either possessed before, or they are turned up to level 1 million compared to what it was before. What do you think, Dave?
Well, I had an NDE, so yes.
That's why I'm asking you. I had one as a toddler. So
if I didn't have an NDE, had I played a game like that or had weird stuff come up, I would be aware of it because I grew up with this as a child. They came in very early as a child, but I spent most of my life ignoring it. So I probably would have shied away from it. Now, like Laura Lee said, we're very open to stuff and literally have zero fear of passing on. I mean, it doesn't bother me. I'm not worried about where I go or anything. So yeah, the question is yes. Or the answer is yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I found too. Okay. So another Facebook user, God, we could do a whole show on this question. Can anyone say the difference between a human spirit, alien spirit, demon, and celestial? Yes, at times we can, but most of the times with mediumship. But what I'm also going to say, and I have seen this with people that have been doing this for decades, there are times where you can be fooled. And same as we can get attachments, just like anybody else, even the things that we take care of, you know, with energy protection, energetic hygiene, and what have you. But the way Spirit shown it to me is when something has been thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years old, some since the beginning of time, whatever it may be, and we're just one little human. Now, again, with that being said, we've forgotten who we are, for one thing. Second of all, they can mask their energy. And like I said, especially I think if they take advantage of somebody that's in a state of grief, or maybe under the influence of alcohol, or in a state of fear. Yeah, I think they can fool sometimes. I do.
I will say that I like this question. It's a good question.
Mm-hmm. It is a good question.
If for some reason we don't get to all these games, we'll continue it on another show.
Oh, yeah, we will for sure.
Get some kick butt questions. So can anyone say the difference between human spirit, alien spirit, demon stuff? I personally can, one, alien spirit. Here's the thing about alien spirits. A lot of people misinterpret alien spirit for angels. And some people refer to them as ultra terrestrials, but they're basically most alien spirits usually are coming here in spirit form. They're coming in here in like fourth, fifth dimension form. Like they're incarnated in like a fifth dimensional place. So they can kind of play with their form. So they could show up in a form for you. In most people probably would think that it was just a person or a angel, although they do feel different. And that's the whole thing. If you're like me and Laura Lee and have talked to enough things in our life, in our lifetimes, it's the energies feels different.
Know what it feels like. So that's where I forgot to mention too, because we still got more added on here. We've got some great questions. We're going to go where you guys are going with this, because you can usually feel it, right? The difference, what it feels like. But there are some, and I have seen it, that are that damn good at masking who they are. Eventually, if you interact enough, you're going to get to know what this is and what have you.
Yep.
Sometimes they slip past even the best of us.
I talked to a little girl one time, a long time ago, a ghost little girl, and I could see her. And so she appeared as a little girl, but
I'm always suspicious of kids.
Yeah, when I was suspicious of the little girl. Mm-hmm. And And I was right to have been as I was speaking and getting stuff, and I started like looking up stuff this spirit was saying to me, and it didn't make sense for somebody who left the earth as a child would know, and went on and on. And it ended up being something that was nasty. I don't know what its true form is, because literally a demon's going to show you, if it wants to scare you, it's going to show you something that he knows you're going to maybe be frightened of, or something out of the ordinary. It's not going to mask its appearance, because it's like, I want to scare you. I want to invoke fear in you. But sometimes they can come in as something that looks better. But I tell you, I think, I don't know this for sure, but I'm going to say, I think it's difficult for them to keep that innocent form very long.
Plus, if they're in the same room with you, I just had this conversation with somebody that is a light worker, and they literally, it was around their computer, and when they had woken up, they didn't know why, and they went around their computer, and they kept thinking something had rotted, like they had thrown out some sour cream that was still the lid on. They thought, oh my God, did the lid get off? They're going, no, there's no way sour cream would make that smell. I said, there's only one thing I know that smells like rotting, rancid meat. Or like in my house, you would get, like, my dog's a German Shepherd. It's bad when she does number two, just one dog. It would smell like a pack of 1,000 of them. It was so bad. You could barely smell. And then as quick as it was there, it would be gone. So if it's in the same vicinity with you, it can put whatever mask it wants on, or suit, whatever. It can't hide its smell. You will smell it. Yeah. Like I said, I agree, Dave. They can't hold that form that long.
It says excluding David on this next one, but
you can answer, so you can read it if you want.
But I gotta put a comment on it, and then I'll let Laura Lee answer.
Okay.
David, excluding you on this. That mediums pick up human spirit and energy, but never talk of alien spirit. I've asked this of a few mediums and psychic. Just the other day, I did a reading for somebody, and alien spirits came through for them. Me personally, I've talked to a couple. Usually, the ones I know are the ones. But this one, I've talked to them when they've came in for people. They'll literally come in to tell me that person. A lot of people always say, I'm a starseed and I'm not from here. And yes, there are people like that, but I've had more people I've spoke to that weren't in that category. They're working with star people, but they are humans of being incarnating as humans. This person hasn't. And they're a little alien spirit came through. And when it comes through for me, it usually resembles the tall whites.
Okay, so for myself, have I had alien spirits come through? Not that often, but sometimes. But I got to say, like what Dave said, you usually kind of have a hint. Like somebody will say to you, I'm not from here. I know I'm not, or I'm starseed. Actually, I got to think, I forget who I was talking to. It was over the last week, and I had picked up something positive, high vibe, but alien species. Plus the other thing I'm picking up right now, I always find that it's not really spirit form that aliens come through. Like they may not be in the same room, but they're, because they're so advanced, they can come through telepathically, or so they're not like a spirit form. Like if you were connecting with a loved one or an angel, it's a completely different type of communication and connection, I find. So have I? Yes. Is it common? Not always, because most people aren't coming in with that kind of, they want to connect to a loved one if they're going to have a reading, right? A mediumship. Yeah. But I have, not very often, I'll be very honest with you, but I feel that it's completely different. Maybe it's just me, but I do, because they're not in spirit form. They're alive still. Sorry, go ahead.
Exactly. That's where it kind of might seem confusing. Like Laura Lee said, which is absolutely correct, there's a point where if you're talking to ETs or whatever, they don't even show themselves anymore. It's just like they're it's straight to your head. It's mind-to-mind communication.
Yeah.
It's straight there. But, you know, I guess if maybe you need to see them, you can. But, yes, I agree with you. I agree with that.
We should read some of our comments. We got so many tonight. We really appreciate you guys are what makes this show.
We'll do this next week.
We got lots of time still, Dave. We got lots of time. We did a lot of work on this for you guys because I thought it was a phenomenal idea that Dave had. And you know what? Dave and I don't always get a chance to talk. We're so busy. So usually Wednesday or Thursday are our day to connect. But when he contacted me, like he said, it was true. We were listening to the same song. We seem to be going through the same things when we oh my God, I just did that. Or I was just working on that. It's really cool, the connection. And I thought this was such a cool idea because we're seeing all this stuff. So I'll read some of this and we'll get on. I was going to add a game. You said it was my turn, right? So I'll pull one out.
Yeah.
Okay. So people going back to the noise we were hearing, people are going, nah, it's just me. Somebody said, yeah, I heard it mumbling. Sounds like my ex-husband, like he's still here. and then Howie's here. Thanks, Howie. And then they were talking about elementals. Then they excluded David. Then they said, and interesting how many misunderstand an alien spirit for a demon. Well, I think we have to remember, and again, I was just having this conversation with somebody different, that I really believe whether it's an alien species or whatever it is, and because we're on this planet with duality, that I think within every species we can have good and we can have negative, even like things that have been notoriously known as dark. And then you'll hear the occasional story, somebody will say, well, I actually had a really positive experience with a reptilian. Didn't you? You said as a little boy that you thought. I had a
positive experience. Yeah.
So I think we have both. So they then added, thank you, you're right. They want it compared to something who hides its image. And they said, thank you again, David. Sorry, I lost my comment for your answer on alien human spirit. That was from Howie. And then Laura Lee, totally agree on the smell and odor. Worked in a state. That literally sounds like somebody is broadcasting now like aliens. What is that?
Now that just sounds.
Let us know, you guys, if you hear this. Like, we have never had stuff like this. This is crazy.
It's a little, this one is repeating you a little bit. It's a higher pitch. Maybe it's not, though. You can hear it? Okay.
I can hear you. Okay, stop, please. We're trying to read the comments. Okay. Thank you. Okay, Laura Lee, totally agree on the smell and odors. Worked in a state prison, level 5-6 supermax, and some weird things happened that I still scratch my head as there were many witnesses. Spirits linger for many reasons. Agreed. And then we have to look at the collective energy and what went on there, right? Because I think our buildings, our land, property holds energy. Hello from New Zealand, we got. Welcome. And then, where are we? Are the aliens just passing through the dimensions? Well, sometimes they're hanging around here. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Dave?
There are some who are coming physically from someplace else, and then there are some who are coming here, for lack of a better word, coming here through portals, so dimensions.
Okay, then we've got awesome info. Good people do bad things. Bad people do good things. Interesting point. Yes. Thank you for confirming these weird notices or noises. And Sandra says, I'm hearing it. Please tell me you are going to archive this. Yes, we are. Every one of our shows is archived. Always. There's always a video copy on Facebook, YouTube, plus I have it on our YouTube channel. We're getting Dave signed up so he could stream to his stuff too. We're working on that. Yeah. The other thing is wherever talk shows or podcasts are carried, there is always a copy, you without fail. Totally heard something interesting, how he just said, and then he said, aliens are listening. Sounds like we are in a tube. My ears are feeling funny. We deeply apologize. Like, it was almost like whatever's going on here didn't want us going live because I think we went, this is crazy. Let me just see. Good. I want to pull this and pull it and listen. What hurts is this? Any veterans having issues here? Again, I apologize. I'm going to make sure I got nothing open, you guys, because I ended up still here, Dave. Go ahead and take over with one game, maybe, and I'll make sure it's nothing open because I went to my phone, remember?
What happened?
I went to my phone and I didn't shut anything down. So I'm going to shut everything here and make sure nothing's open because this is crazy. So I'm still here, guys. Dave, go ahead. I'm going to see just in case I'm signed in maybe on Skype or something because I have no idea where this is.
All right. She's going to debunk.
I'm debunking.
She's debunking. We do that. You know, like me, I'm probably the most skeptical medium you'll ever meet in your life. Please archive this. Yeah, it's funny about the alien spirits.
It's
different for alien spirits in us because there are some places that are inhabited by an alien species that they don't have the anger we have, but there's a lot of them who have the I think we're the only one that has this much polarity going on. That's why Earth is such a tough place to be.
Okay, well then since I debunked, I even turned down, signed out of Skype because I know Skype before when we first started on StreamYard, you guys, I have no idea what is doing this. I could not hear David on my computer and obviously we can hear each other. I didn't change anything on my computer. Like we couldn't get into, maybe whatever's doing this knew that we were going to be talking about this.
Hey, you know what? I did play Charlie, Are You Here later. Maybe it's Charlie.
Okay, Charlie, we know you're here. Please stop. Charlie,
just as an aside, it's all good. We get it. See you later.
I was thinking it was your background, okay, but it's our background banner, and it's that spooky picture. And I'm like, Dave, what the heck's on your wall?
I know.
It's nothing. It's our background.
I'll look at my shadow behind me every once in a while. I'll catch the shadow, and I'll have to look. But you know what?
So I want to pull a good game because I had so many written down.
Yeah, well, actually, go ahead.
You know what I wanted to bring up? It's like a chatty person. And again, I appreciate your patience with this, guys. We don't do this normally, but like I said, I just shut everything just in case something was interfering. There's nothing. So you had said, I brought up, this was really popular. I guess it's kind of like a game, but not a game. But it was the Dybbuk box. I don't know if you guys have heard about that. There was a legend of this supposed, I believe the lady was over from like Poland, the Ukraine, somewhere in that area. And she came over with this box and she died. She told nobody ever to touch it, go near it, anything. And it was willed to one of the grandchildren who I guess didn't really want it as the story went. So they sold it. And with the warning and the proviso, do not open this box. Well, I guess when he opened it, all hell broke loose in his life. He said there was smell, but all that was inside was some hair, a rag. What is that? My goodness. This is insane. Let me just see. Nope, there's stuff on here. I'm double checking anybody in the back room. We are not doing this, guys. So, Howie, you're going to have to let us know what you hear. Anyways, Dybbuk box, I guess what happened was he opened it and it was like crazy activity, all kinds of stuff that happened. Look it up. I believe it's Dybuk. And he buried it. I think he ended up having somebody that knew how to, I guess what the thing behind Dybbuk boxes was, if you had an evil spirit or you had something going on, that you could bind it and put it within the box and keep it for safekeeping. Anyways, there is a channel on YouTube. It's called Mind Seed TV. Check it out. Look up Dybbuk box. I don't think this guy was fooling. I really don't. Because he was live streaming some of this that are included in this video series about what he went through with the Dybbuk box. And I believe, because his channel never... I'm not even moving. Crazy. Anyways, he bought one because he thought it was a joke. And he actually took an EMF meter before he opened it to measure the EMF. When he opened it with the EMF meter, the meter went down to zero and almost immediately he started having things happen. So ask who it is. Thank you, Facebook user. They bind the grief and loss in a box. Yes, I've heard that. I have also this particular story where it came from, and then everybody was selling Dybbuk boxes. all over the place. So the one that this guy from Mindseed, I forget what his name is, he somehow, it was verified that it was real. He had crazy stuff. His dog was going nuts. Like I said, he now does the paranormal on his channel. He's gotten some interesting things on camera. So somebody is saying, ask who it is. I don't know, Dave. I don't feel like it. I don't know. Are you picking anybody up? Like, I'm not sure what this is. Who is the spirit interfering? So you want us to ask, who is the spirit interfering?
I don't. I'm sorry I'm being quiet, you guys. We don't normally, we never want dead air, and Laura Lee and I can
talk. Well, listen, because you guys are asking us to ask, who is the spirit interfering?
Some of it is background, but I don't know where the background is coming from. It's the children. There's either. Children. I heard children earlier. I kept hearing children like playing in a playground of children.
And okay, I know my son is playing his video game in the background, but he's not that loud because he knows I'm live and I would hear him. He's across the hallway.
No, it's not.
Oh, I just heard a man's voice.
Yeah, see, now I heard that lowness. Odd. Guys, I don't know who it is, actually. I don't know. I could guess.
But I'm not tuning into it. Like, I kind of almost feel like it's somebody with a sense of humor that's decided to pop in to kind of add to the spookiness of the show tonight. I do. Either
it's someone fun or it's something logical. One of the two. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of the two. Go ahead with your story, though, on that.
Okay, so anyways, that was something new, but I want to pick a game. So I threw it out there because it's not really a game. And like I said, somebody had added that they feel that the Dybbuk box binds grief and loss in a box. Yes, but I believe that this particular story that sort of made Dybbuk boxes kind of the craze that they were a few years ago, that it was from the grandmother who bound, there was something, it wasn't a negative spirit. It was the hair had come from her enemy or something. Like, she had bound the negativity of that person, if I'm not mistaken. Please correct me next week if you come back and you've looked it up, and I'll look it up again as well. But that was the story. Okay, so what's the story I want to tell you guys about? Hang on. I wrote all kinds here. I have pages and pages. Okay, what about Tsuji Ura, the fortune game? Did you hear about that one?
I did hear that. And I also, there's another one called Sarah Sarita too.
Oh, that one. Okay, I laughed when I heard that one, if you guys have heard of it. Because the person, there's a great channel on YouTube that it's called, I wrote it down. There's also Randonautica I wrote down to get into.
Sarah Sarita sounds like a fun, wonderful game to play because it doesn't feel, when I read it, I never heard of it before. And when I started reading it and its origins,
yeah, the way they said it, that's what I was going to say. So the channel's Most Amazing Top 10, they cover the weird, the strange, the paranormal, but they put it out there very quickly, Dave. And if you want to jump in there, you can with what it is, but they go, this is based on two sisters who were Mexican ghosts. It's the way they said it. Like, how did you know they were Mexican ghosts?
Yeah, I know. And you guys, just for the, we're laughing at that because once you leave here, you're no longer really any.
No.
Yeah.
Not
any creed or color or anything like that. So it's so funny to hear. But I guess
I burst out laughing exactly because of what you just said. Like, you really don't hang on to your heritage or nationality. Yeah.
Well, I guess so. I guess maybe if you were a ghost, you might appear to look like that if you're still using your form. Maybe I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. But Sarita, they say it's a silly game. I think it's cute. I'll read you. It's a short one. You play with a friend and you have two coins. You sit facing each other, each of you with a coin in your hand, and you ask together, Sarah Sarita, may we join your game? Then you toss your coins. If you both get heads, it's a yes. Two tails means no. If you get opposites, it's a maybe. And then once you play, then you just start asking Sarah Sarita any questions you have. But that's kind of on along the same line of Charlie, are you here? You're literally using a name to invoke a spirit of some sort. But I think if you played Sarah Sarita, I think that would be a cute, fun game. I think there are probably spirits out there, if you are playing that with good intentions, that would probably just play along with you.
Well, the one that the channel I watched it on, they gave a little bit more of a darker.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
So
what I'm curious because polarization, for every one version, there's another version. There has to be.
Well, yeah. And what I was going to say too, guys, before you do this, I would look into protecting your energy. Excuse me, not coming from a place of fear, but, you know, just because somebody's put something out on the internet doesn't necessarily, you know what I mean? Like, you could be opening a doorway to something that maybe you don't know. Like, same with a Ouija board. It's a tool, but you still need to, I believe, you know, like for myself, like I will burn, I like Palo Santo in my belief system. I believe it gets rid of the negative and hangs on to positive energy. So I also will call in because I work with angels, they are Archangel Michael, my guides, and ask them. And I also set the parameters that only positive energy or spirits are welcomed in. And this is whom I'm going to be speaking to. Anybody else, basically, you need to kick rocks. No, I don't say it like that, but you know what I mean. And then I close it afterwards. Again, maybe it's all for naught, but you know what? I just believe everything's energy. And like I said early in the show, Bible has a collective energy of love and positivity. Not everything, but generally, Ouija boards do get a bad rap. They do. And you hear these crazy stories, don't you, Dave, from all over the world of things happening. And even on TV, Supernatural, I love, that's what I meant to mention. They did a episode on Bloody Mary.
Oh yeah. And I've played Bloody Mary before. And if anybody hasn't played that, there's different ways to do it. Basically, you either turn around three times or you say her name three times, and then what happens
is Debbie.
The spirit of Bloody Mary it will appear in front of you in the mirror and can pull you through the mirror and take you or scratch you to leave you a moment.
Did you see the videos and this guy's voice? If you guys can stand this guy's voice. You get Hero Word of the Year. His channel's called Chills. And anybody that hears this guy's narration voice, and he knows, he goes, if you like the way I narrate a story, and it's so irritating to hear him, and I think he does it on purpose. But he has a video out there called 11 Times Bloody Mary Did Not Go Well. I can tell you that at least in half of those video clips, I believe they were fake. One of them, though, they didn't even realize what they caught on camera. I guess it was three teenage girls having a sleepover, and they wanted to play Bloody Mary. So the dad said, okay, well, I'll film you. Nothing's going to happen. So they film it, and there's some candles against the vanity. They're in the bathroom. They did it with the lights on. And they're going, well, the dad goes, I see, I told you there's nothing to it. It's fake. They're going, well, yeah, I guess it is. Well, I guess they didn't realize. So they looked at the footage a couple months later. The candles in the background are moving. Like one moves.
Oh, wow.
And then another one moves. And this Bill, this guy's, did I say Spills? I forget what his name is. Anyways, Chills. Sorry, Chills. He says they had, I guess he had the whole clip. He said they did light those candles. So you could see the bottom of the candles. So he said, like, there didn't appear to be any magnets or anything. So that one, I believe, was real. There were two brothers, too, that got massive, like, three-finger scratches, one of them down their back afterwards.
No. So
there was a few things.
Back in Wisconsin, I played one time, and I went in the bathroom and turned off the lights, and I was going, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. And then I'm thinking, someone's just going to hand me a Bloody Mary at this point, you know. I wasn't seeing anything and just wanted to drink instead. Mm-hmm. I could not get anything in that time. I did it one time. I did it when I was younger, and I'm going to be honest with you. I freaked myself out, and I know that I freaked myself out. I wanted it so bad. I could have swore it was right behind me, and I looked and I was like, and it just wasn't. I mean, but I'm not afraid to play that game. I'll go in my bathroom right now and say Bloody Mary 50 billion times, because I think there's more of a ritual that goes to it that they let on.
Well, I've heard of many different ways to play it. Now, I watched clips of people that didn't have cuts in the video. Did Bloody Mary appear? I don't believe so in any of the video, but things did happen. Things fell, something moved. Could they've had it rigged? Always, unless you're there live, you've got to be skeptical or debunk these things. But like I said, we don't know everything either. Like, just because we're like, and we've said this to you guys many times, we're not experts. We're talking from our own experiences and what we receive from spirit. So there's definitely things that happen to people. Like, I have pictures I haven't even released to the public. And I'm going to be honest with you, not that I would lie, they're in personal places where these injuries are. And I actually said to my partner, Del, I guess I can say this word, I said, what is this thing? Is it the ass monster? And the reason why I said it is, I have a picture, and it's not right low. It's up almost where the belt is. Del has a picture of a bite marker with these puncture pointy teeth things. Anybody I've shown it to is like, holy crap. I have a picture from my tailbone, and I know when it happened. I know who I was talking to. I was looking for some help. This was many years ago. And it looks like somebody took a perfect round cigar and burnt my tailbone. It was a raised burn.
Oh, that's weird.
I don't know why.
Theories around those, but you never know. I mean, I can't.
Hi, Shannon.
Anything. I have to read this comment. That's why I was laughing.
Okay, go ahead.
The comment says, if Bloody Mary can lift me through the mirror, she deserves it. That is so funny. That's true. Pick my big butt up, she can have me. Virgil Kane from Manchester, England. Hello. I just did an interview for The Star. I don't know if that's where you are. I guess
over in England?
Yeah, I just did an interview today with somebody.
I had people from England that have been on the BBC. They are on our network.
If you guys want to do some, I know you probably live in England, so this probably isn't a big deal to you. But for someone like me who's always wanting to go to England, I love the lore behind England. I love the spiritualism in England way more than I like it in the States. I just love it there.
Well, what I was trying to say, we have hosts on the network that are new to the show called the Allens Investigate. And I had them on Monday night on the Angel Rock. Gary is a healer that never planned on being a healer and all kinds of things. He's been on the BBC quite a bit. And his wife, who is absolutely lovely, Shona Marie, she is a Marilyn Monroe impersonator and an actress. So we had quite the conversation on Monday night. And yeah, that's what I've noticed too. Like, people that do shows over on you say from over in the UK. Yeah, with all the history, the legend, the lore. Now, they've had some pretty serious hauntings over there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. More now, you guys. I'm just I just wanted to move on to this one though, because this is a fun game, you guys. I mean, listen, this is a weird thing. I'll tell you about this. Laura Lee, tell me if this is not, don't you agree with this? There's a game called the Midnight Game. Have you ever heard about it?
I wrote them all. I have pages of research.
The Midnight Game is literally like an investigation. So because
it got me though with the times, like you had to have, like, it was either three,
the times. Well, I'll read. Yeah, I got, if you want to spend 3 hours and 33 minutes in utter terror, the Midnight Game is the way to go. Mm-hmm. So the gist is this. So you follow a set of instructions at midnight to awaken a murderous midnight man. And then he'll chase you around the dark hours until 3:33 a.m. if you stay in the house during all this, you're the winner. But I have the instructions here, but it's long. Oh my gosh. They said that the Midnight Game is an old pagan ritual.
I know.
I know. It said it was mainly used as punishment for those who have broken the laws of the pagan religion. And they said while it's mainly used as a scare tactic to not disobey the gods, there's still a very real chance of death to those who play the Midnight Game, is what they say. They said there's even a higher chance of permanent mental scarring. I do understand that. If you put people, like, I have a few, we'll call them muggle friends. They don't do any kind of spirituality at all. They're just friends of mine. And they know what I do. But I tell you, if you were to stick those guys in a house to play that game, they would freak out. It would be just utterly scarring for those guys. And, you know, because they laugh at me. They go, how do you spend all that time in houses, you know, hours in the dark by yourself and nothing scares you? I'm like, no. It's a, like, we're excited to see something. It's like, bring it on, you know.
At that point. I know what I forgot, what I ran across. Okay, this one was from another most amazing top 10. They said 10 paranormal games you should never play alone. These were online games. Like, I'd never heard of these. Like the Blue Whale Challenge. Had you heard of that one?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so the Blue Whale Challenge, it's an online game. And I guess it starts out really innocently where it will get you to do something as a challenge. And the more and more that you do, then it starts to get more and more serious. The second last thing is it gets you to carve a blue whale on your forearm. Okay. Like, why you would do this? You don't win anything. Apparently this game was on the dark web. Yeah. And then the last step was it gets you to take your own life. And the narrator said, now you're probably asking yourself, who would do that? Well, apparently 200 people from around the world did it because the game said they should do it. So it is now outlawed and it is illegal to do. Like, who would do this? Like, I just, oh, we tend to love American bird accents, like females. But guess what? I'm Canadian and Dave is American.
Yeah. My pronouns are whatever the hell you want to call me. So that's pretty much it.
Okay, so here's another one I'll give you quickly. Okay, hang on. There's quite a few. So there's a few. I didn't put too many notes in here, but one's called Sad Satan. It's a horror game. And apparently a YouTuber by the name of Jamie on, I think it's called Horror Obscura channel, found this online game on the dark web. I wrote very dark, so I didn't want to write all the gory details, but it's really dark. This one was weird too. Okay, this one was called Repla Snatus. So Repla is spelled R-E-P-L-E-H or helper. Snatus is spelled the other way, is Satan. So Satan's helper. It's an online game. It will only open at midnight. There's another one, midnight, and ask you to play a game. It says you type in your enemy's name to get so that the demon will go take revenge on your enemy. But the price that you pay, there's always a price for bad stuff, guys. It may take care of your enemy, but this demon will then haunt you for the rest of your life. So keep that in mind. There's all kinds of them. Like I said, look it up. It's from Most Amazing Top 10. It's an interesting channel. I found all kinds of stuff they end up finding on there. They give you their research links where they get stuff. And because I wasn't expecting this, Dave, because I was expecting like to find kind of like the ones party games that, you know, sleepovers and stuff.
And that was really weird, isn't it?
Yeah, you were paused.
Oh, I was. Am I back on?
Yeah, you were paused. That is awful. Oh, Debbie, there was all kinds of games. I never heard this about Bloody Mary. Have you, Dave? So this Chills guy with the crazy voice, narration voice. Said that Bloody Mary was based on the Queen of England. I had never heard of that. Like a Queen of England of old, I never ever heard that in my research.
I don't know that I did hear that. I can't recall. I know it was, it's a very, very, very old game, but I thought didn't it have to do with somebody who was beheaded?
I have heard so many stories. I even heard the history that Bloody Mary originally came from way back in the days of old. Young girls would play it. They would run backwards up the stairs. There was something else they did. I wrote this down in my pile of notes here. And then they would look in the mirror and they were supposed to see the face of the man they were going to marry. But if they saw the face of a skull, that meant that they were going to die before they ever married. That's apparently was one of the legend and lore of where Bloody Mary came from.
Oh, that is really odd. Mm-hmm. Did you say before the game Daruma-san?
I wrote that one down. I'm looking at it right now. It's called the bath game Daruma-san. There's all kinds of creepy ones from Japan.
Yeah, the bath Daruma-san, you guys, is a bath game. You summon a ghost and then it runs around and chases you all day. But
Yeah, but you're in that bathtub when you summon it. And I thought, oh my God, how creepy, especially for actually, a horror fanato.
Let me read this. It says, you're supposed to climb inside your bathtub with the lights off and start washing your hair, chanting Durama-san fell down over and over again. So you say Durama-san fell down, Durama-san fell down over and over. Then they said you'll see a mental image of a Japanese woman standing in front of the tub before she falls on a rusty faucet, which impales her through the attention. I don't know what an attention is. Then you keep saying the mantra, and then you say, why did you fall within the bathtub? And then you don't wait a solution. And then with your eyes shut, you get up, get out, and then she follows you around all day. It's such a weird thing.
See, mine was different that I read. Now, this is how we end up with this stuff like the game of telephone, where you start with one word
yeah.
in a circle. I know you know that, but for people listening, and you whisper it in each other's ear. By the time it gets to the other person, it's better if there's a ton of people. The words are nowhere near close. Okay, so what I got with the bathtub game, also known as Durumasan from Japan, is it summons a scary, gross ghost. Same thing, washing your hair, chanting Daruma. There was another word. And like you said, following you around, but when you want it to stop, I forget what the word was, and I kept kicking myself. I didn't write it down. It's a Japanese word, like kaka or something, and you make a karate chop sign, and that ends the game. Like I said, there's so much misinformation out there.
I know, and it's just goes over and over and over. Set you PC.
Doesn't his hair look great, Debbie? I tell him that all the time. I love his hair longer.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'm growing my hair down to my ankles, probably.
As long as mine, down all the way down my back.
I'm just going to let it keep growing and growing and growing.
Okay, so what about the devil's game? This came from Creepypasta. No, you guys, there's got to be something to Creepypasta and 4chan, because I am still utterly amazed at Thin Man. Or Slender Man, that came from there, from a creepypasta story, and it is now, people have pictures, people are manifesting this, people are seeing it. When you get a collective energy, right, focusing on something almost like a tulpa, it's literally been created. I love it, Dave. Looks great. Debbie said, it sure does. Now, Debbie says, I'm not playing any of these crazy games. Better safe than sorry. We agree. Like, you just popped in. We started with the games, then we... Debbie, I don't know what the heck happened. We have had these crazy audio issues and voices and all kinds of things. Hey, Virgil, we appreciate you being here, but yep, not a dating site, just so you know. You're welcome to be here.
Unless you want to post, there's nothing here to see.
Nope. So we're happy to have you here. If you want to talk all things weird and strange and paranormal like, you are more than welcome to stay.
That would be like a really funny joke. What did one ghost say to the other at the accident site? Nothing here to see. Nothing to see. Sorry, guys. That's my attempt at spiritual humor.
I'm looking for another. So there was, what about the one though that, is it the Midnight Game? No, I'm looking at the one. Oh, the Blind Maiden one was kind of gross. That one was, it's on a website that basically looks like it's haunted by a woman with no eyes. And so I can't even read my own writing. And then I guess you have to make someone kind of bring it with there we go with the noises, with this website. And you have to either agree to have the lights all off and you can't do anything about it. They'll then show you footage of a guy coming to your house and going in your house that you don't know, or this basically murderous evil spirit haunting you for the end of your days. I thought, well, that's, and then there's Five Nights at Freddy's. They even put that out there, which I was amazed, because it was all about online kind of creepy paranormal type games. But you know what, when I was thinking of, Dave, was the one where you put the mirrors. There was the mirrors and you sit in the middle. I forget what the name of that one was
called. Yeah, that's, I think, isn't that Three Kings? Yeah, that's Three Kings.
Yeah, Three Kings. That's what it was. Yeah, Three Kings.
Yeah, Three Kings was, oh, goodness gracious. Yeah,
I wrote it down.
Mirrors, three chairs. Yeah, Three Kings was, it's a long game to play. It's a solitary game, they say. So Three Kings is said to transport players into another dimension and offer clarity on their past and present. Some players claim to have lucid conversations with themselves. That's not creepy, is it?
We didn't do our reading. We only got a few minutes, so we better pull a card quick, guys. We got so into this with our noises and starting late because we still got to tell people where to find us and get off of here in time because Michelle DeRoche and Amelia Pisano are coming up with The Outer Realm. You guys do not want to miss that. It's right on after this. So let me grab a card. We'll pull a card for you guys. And sounds like a psychomantium. I guess kind of like that, Debbie. You going to pull a card too, Dave?
Yeah, I'm going to pull a card as well. We're going to just do collective readings right now. How's that?
Very quickly, because we got like 3 minutes. It just flew by. We love when you guys are here. All of you make the show. So if you've liked the show tonight, please share and subscribe, because there's something for everybody on this network. You got one, Dave?
Yep. I pulled out of the dragon deck today. It's the Alpha Dragon. It's pretty much you harness your divine masculine, which is this time. And a lot of people's eyes for the feminine, but the divine masculine. You're doing that to destroy all the old. So if it's for anybody who needs to hear this or it works for them, get rid of all that old crap. And as soon as you get rid of the old crap, it leaves you room to bring in new crap. That's basically what the card says. You're filled up with a bunch of crap. Get rid of it. Clean out your closet because you got some new clothes to buy.
Okay. Now, I pulled from, I just grabbed one. I had a bunch of The Angel Guide by Kyle Gray. It's called The Angel Guide. Now, I think this is a perfect card. It's called Signs and Reminders. Okay. We've got butterflies, signs of transformation. So, a lot of people feeling lost, not knowing where they're going, feeling stuck, not knowing kind of at a fork in the road. This pertains to you. Pay attention to the signs around you, okay? There's reminders, whether it's a song, could be repeating numbers, it could be feathers, it could be anything whatsoever. I always have the rule of thumb, if it shows up more than twice in a couple hours or even a day for me, I pay attention. If it shows up a third time, I definitely know that that is a sign for some reason to just basically pay attention to it. I don't always have the answer, but I tuck it up on my proverbial back shelf because it will always come up eventually and reveal itself. Okay, Dave, you want to tell them where to find you?
Yes. You can go to my website, theywhispertome.com. It's the only place you can book a reading with me. You can follow me on Instagram, YouTube, or Facebook at Medium David Hansel. And that's it for that part. I have another podcast called Mystic Stew, little short podcast, little short vignettes. So if you don't have a big attention span, that's the podcast for you, I tell you.
Awesome. And I will be back here on Monday of the Angel Rock, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This week, I think we may have to do a pre-recorded show Sunday night because he won't be available for Monday, but I'll be around. I will have it listed. It's going to be Michael Roser. He's been on before. He's got a two-part documentary on Montauk. First one's out. Second one should be coming soon. He has, I should have looked it up, Paranormal Channel. If you look up, he's worked with Third Phase of Moon. This guy is so amazing. You guys are going to love him. He's been on before. So please tune in for that. You can get a hold of me on facebook.com/TheAngelRock. You want to book a reading, healing session, I do mentoring, or you got a guest or show idea. And I've got two groups on Facebook, Paranormal University for all things paranormal and the Angel Rocker Tribe for many of the spiritual things we sometimes talk about. We love you guys. You have made, you make this show, don't they, Dave?
They sure do. Thanks you guys so much for listening to us. And don't forget, go out and play those games. If you feel inclined, give yourself a little protection and just create and enjoy your damn life.
All right. So you ready, Dave? We're going to do it now. We're both on the phone. Okay. 1, 2, 3. What's at the foot of your bed?
Your bed. Oh,
almost. Okay. We'll see you next week, guys. Stay tuned for Amelia and Michelle. You're going to love this show.
Bye-bye.
Bye.